The Beatles, Let It Be, and I'm aware that the Beatles are relatively prominent in our special guest's new book, Doctor One, which is released on March the 14th, so that's certainly one you'll want to buy. Paul's got some information about an app related to the book. So what have you got for us, Paul?
Obviously, we've got a hard copy here, and on the back of the book, there's a new app called Zapper. Okay, so that's spelled Z-A-P-P-A-R, okay? So this app, it's similar to, I don't know if anyone out there has got Snapchat, it's similar to when you have a code and you can put it into your phone, and essentially you're taking a picture of whatever the symbol is on the book, and it links you to pretty much, I would say, a trailer of what the book is about, but it's obviously a video. So it's an interactive app which you can have anywhere. It's free. And if you have a book that has the app on it, then you can obviously get a trailer, and Pete has set one up. Pete, you can tell us a bit more about the trailer, innit?
Yeah, absolutely. I ran across Zapper by just a curiosity one day, looking through what's called augmented reality. Augmented reality is something that pops up on top of an object that lives in the physical world. So the augmented reality piece is a digital whatever you want. In my case, I created a movie trailer, or a book trailer, but it looks like a movie, because I thought it would be cool to have people at the bookstore with all their phones zapping my book so that they could see what it was all about, because I'd always wanted to have a video intro to the book, but you can't put a video inside of a book, but now you can kind of. You can pop it on top of it. And you can do all kinds of things with this app. You can create 3D animations. I've started to dig into it a little bit more, but I thought it'd be really cool because the book is about virtual reality. Because in the new city called New Pit, the whole city works off of virtual reality. So when you go to the city in 2041, you're living in an altered kind of world in virtual reality. And I thought it'd be a perfect complement to the book.
Oh, definitely. It's a nice link. Not only that, but the Zapper app is in fact free, which is always a bonus. So definitely download that one and zap Pete's book, Doctor One. Had some questions in again. And we have a listener in Devon. Sam Adcock, shout out for that. I know you were very keen to get that shout out. This one is actually, it's not related to the novel, but do you like soccer? I know you like soccer because you're a photographer. And not only that, what is your favourite soccer team if you have one?
Uh-oh, am I going to get in trouble by an answer here?
No, of course not. We're all friends here, Pete.
I like Man City.
Okay, yeah, no, I can allow that. I can allow that. Another question, this one is from Nottingham, England again. Different listener this time, Dale, who said, how did you get your first book published? How did that come about?
I went a self-publishing route.
Okay.
Actually, I own a publishing company, too.
Oh, there.
So I own a publishing company here in Buchanan, and it has one client.
Yep.
Me.
Yeah. that definitely works. I was going to say, looking at the copy here, I can see the stamp at the bottom of bottom of the book, so that definitely makes sense. Another question from England again is Pete working on a new novel already, or will it be some time before you start on a new novel, or do you have a number of novels on the go at once?
I always have creative thought juices going on inside my head. Right now there are two in my head. One of them is a sequel to this one called V41.
Okay.
And another one, I'll probably go back to my dark horror roots, and that's horror roots.
Yep.
and do something dark and clammy and cold and something, go back to that realm.
Yeah, yeah, that sounds good. Have you got any questions from your end, Paul?
At the moment, the question that was mainly asked was about the protagonist behind it, but I feel this book is something that would be very popular. Me and Pete were just speaking about this during the break, and I feel this book would be extremely popular back home. So it's definitely one that everyone should look up back home. So it's called Doctor One, and we can give you Pete's website here where you can look it up. It is Peter, obviously petergalarno.com/novelist.asp. And Galarno is spelt G-A-L-A-R-N-E-A-U. So definitely check that out.
Great stuff. Just a quick logistics question again. Is there any other ways you can buy the book? Where else might you be able to find it for our listeners abroad especially?
to purchase the hard copy will be, in the UK, it would of course be through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the popular online sites. There's going to be an ebook that will be released in May, And if you're into reading digital ebooks, it'll be available then in that kind of format. I did want to, you were mentioning, Paul, that it would be a fan favorite probably in the UK, and that is proper because the book is a new spin on George Orwell's 1984. And of course, 1984 takes place in the UK of the future, where people are controlled basically by false information.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like a spin on that a little bit, but just a little bit different.
Yeah. Just had a question flying in, and it's from Scotland, Paul, so I'll let you handle this one if you've got it up on screen.
Yes, I do. This is from Dave again. Could be from Pauline, in fact, because I know my mother does not have Twitter. But it's asking Pete about, he was saying Pete's books seem to have strong moral themes, e.g. example is your Cubit book, which is on your website. Is he a fan of C.S. Lewis and Tolkien?
Absolutely. I've read everything by Tolkien and some of Lewis, not as much as I should, but Tolkien I dug in as a kid and read all the trilogy. One of my favorite fantasy novelists is Tolkien.
Big question. Do you have a favorite book ever, is a question.
Oh,
that's a good question.
Ooh, there you go. Do you have a favorite book ever, Paul?
It's a difficult one, and I know Mom and Dad will enjoy this. Stormbreaker.
Oh, that's a great book. I read. Do you read the whole series of those?
The funny story about that was during my secondary school period, and sorry, it was primary school turnover to secondary school period. Do you remember we had to do book reviews?
Yes,
I don't know if it was that's a thing over here, but obviously you read a book and you have to go through a certain like a number of steps to do your book review. And there was a period over 4 years where you were supposed to change your book as you went. And I did the same book review for 4 years in a row without any of my teachers knowing. I really enjoyed that book. It was a great book, great read. Recommend it.
I've got to say, I think mine comes from, I read all those, that series. There was six of them, I think. Is there a word for if there's six books? I know that you obviously have trilogies. Is six books anything? Do we know?
Gosh.
I don't know. We'll Google that one. We'll get back to you on that one. But my favourite, I don't know if you ever heard of the Roman Mysteries stories, Caroline Lawrence. I read a lot of those. Well, a combination of my dad reading them to me, because I started quite young with those, and then progressed onwards. Speaking of my dad, he's actually sent you a question, and he said, which of your books would you recommend reading first? Could you start with Dr. One, or is there a starting point? Obviously you said you've got a trilogy out, and which one would you recommend is a good place to start?
Dr. One. Absolutely.
you
like this one. I was thinking about your question a little bit about my favorite book. It's hard to nail down just one because I have so many favorites, but I can answer it this way, and it deals with Stephen King. When I was going to college at Arizona State University and taking an English comp class, I was asked by the composition teacher to read a book, and I got to choose one, and at the time I was a big Stephen King fan, so I asked her if I could choose Firestarter, and she didn't like that choice, and she said, well, why don't you read this one? And the book was Rebecca by Daphne du Maurier, and I felt that was one of the most fantastic reads I ever read, and I thank her today for making me read that book.
It's left a real impact. Yes, that's a proper teacher, someone who's left a lasting impact.
There we go.
We'll be back again. Play a little bit more music. Keep your questions coming in. At Smithy and Spence is our Twitter, as I'm sure you all know.
Indeed.
Or you can message us if you're lucky enough. You could send us a cheeky text or a WhatsApp. And if not that, you can call us at 304-473-8035.
I have had a few messages in from family and friends around the world. We'll go for Dennis Moan, Judy Miller and family. So Ruth, Rebecca, Sarah, Kathleen and Hannah and Martin as well, of course. If you're all listening, we'll try to get your songs up next.
Can I just say, before we get on with the music, one last question. It's just come in, and it's definitely making me chuckle.
You're in high demand here, Pete.
Yeah, exactly. We just can't let you go. It's from Harry Andrews, who is currently in York, England, and I believe has just been at the gym. He's a single man at the moment, and he's asked you, does book writing enhance your opportunities with women or give you discounts at Applebee's? Respond, if possible.
No and no.
There you have it, Harry Andrews. I'm sure that answers your question.
Unlucky.
Don't pursue writing.
I don't think my wife would like that too much.
Anyway, we'll be back in a little bit. Keep your questions coming. Pete's here for a little while longer yet.